you can see right as they come in, the first thing they're going to see is this, and then they turn right here. And as they are at the pool, this is where the pool and the splash pad and the playground are. There's visibly there's no visible blockage because all this row of trees have been taken out, as he mentioned. So our guests that have paid $400 or $500 a night to stay here and have this location, then right across, they're looking out at these trailers. And this is not what they're paying to see. They're paying to see the land as it is. And you know, I don't know why 3 acres was selected, but a lot of times RV parks have some self-contained walking paths or other things that allow for the people to enjoy their being out in an RV park within their boundaries. But with 1 acre, you don't really have the ability to do that. One of the things that's mentioned in point number 4, the increase, we've had we don't have on-site lifeguards or gates of where just those that live there, I mean that are staying there, use the facilities. Well, we've already had people coming from areas around that are not, they're not residents, they're not rental, they're not Branson Canyon visitors, and they're using the facilities of the pool. They're using the amenities, and there's a big concern about having people right across the street. There's the pool. It's very easy, and there's no one to police that. We don't want to have to bring somebody and have to say to the guests as they come in, are you from Branson Canyon? You know, that's not the kind of feeling we want to have. So that's a big concern for us as well. I think there's the rest of the items are listed here. But just also to let you know, my wife and I, all of our retirement savings is in this investment. That's our retirement. And if we end up having something that comes and drops the property values and causes us not to be able to have the rental income, it's not just big corporate, you know, it's not a Johnny Morris kind of situation. Our retirement savings is in this. And so it's as he mentioned, emotional. It's an emotional thing for us. And we'd really request that you consider these things as you're making a decision about a variance to a county statute. Is there any questions for me or?
Mr. Roberts, I have the same question for you. If this were over 3 acres, would you still be opposed to it?
I think for different reasons, there would be opposition to it. I mean, if the variance passes, we'll be back. I will be back. I live in Taney County. We live in Walnut Shade. We're not investors from other towns. I mean, I live here. And, so we are able to use the facilities ourselves when we don't have guests, we can go down there and use it ourselves. So
you have 5 units that you
5 rent. Homes, yes, sir.
It's a nightly rental.
Yes,
there.
Sir. Vacation rental. Yeah. Okay. Upscale there. I mean, like I said, $500-$600 a night.
And you live in Walnut Shade.
I do. Yes, sir.
If there is a problem, so then they would call you and you would come from Walnut Shade over to P Highway.
I have somebody that lives in Branson that handles maintenance kind of issues. If there's some of the issues, if they're with the guests, I can go down there and deal with it myself. If it's a maintenance issue, then I've got other staff that help me in those things. Yeah.
He lives within a quarter mile of this spot.
Sure.
So if there was a problem, they would call him, and he would be there within a quarter, or within a few minutes, I would assume.
Well, I don't think they're going to have a problem if they go across the street to go to the pool. They're not going to call him. I mean, I'm not saying that they would, I'm not saying they would call him. It's not a problem for them to use our amenities. It's a benefit for them, you know. So that's just one of our concerns.
Right. Okay. Well, I've blown right by our 5 minutes again. I apologize.
Yeah, that's fine.
Was there any other questions?
Okay.
Appreciate your concern.
Mr. Roberts, thank you. Did somebody else like to speak? And could you list your name, please?
Yeah. My name's Cindy Graneman, and I own two properties. I do not like to speak in front of people, but I just felt compelled to do this. I drove 6.5 hours to attend this meeting. We own two properties. My husband is the president of the HOA there. And I don't know if you can tell from that map, but you can't see Big Bear from, it's all, like there's trees here, and it's not visible. This would be totally visible, and the pool's right here. And, I mean, I don't know, I just hope that you guys stick to the guidelines and hear the greater population that signed the petition. And, that's kind of, and just reiterating what both the gentlemen said here, but, did you guys have any questions or?
Same question, of course. If this were 3 acres, would you still be opposed to having it as an RV park?
I feel like if it gets there, then I just hope it stops here. Like, and you guys uphold what you guys kind of have for guidelines and,
If it were 3 acres, you'd still be against all of this?
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to see an RV park.
You don't want an RV park across your
house? Yeah, and to kind of, I don't know if the value of those homes are $300,000 to $600,000. And like he kind of touched on the amount of the nightly rents we get. And we have to keep that there. Like, you know, everything's got to be maintained. And just those people setting up. And it is the first thing you're going to see when you pull in to Branson Canyon. And we do have this gentleman here. He's the one full-time resident. He does keep an eye. And we all do have, like, I'm 6.5 hours away, but I have somebody that's right there that handles stuff. So, that's kind of.
How long has Branson Canyon been there and doing nightly rentals?
I've owned it for 12 years.
Yeah.
I bought them all on, so they were doing that 3 or 4 homes.
I think it's been 12 years. And I did forget, the first signatures on that petition is the developers of Branson Canyon. It's Phil, Tim, and Jack. And I need to ask Trent, did you say Johnny Morris owns this?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was thinking the developers, I think, own some adjacent property too.
It used to be behind the main stores. I think they sold it. You're right, they bought it.
Yeah, they still own here. Yeah, and then they still own, there is all that property up there that is still supposed to be developed with like homes, and I mean that could be detrimental to. With our two homes, we pay about $9,000 in property taxes, and you know I just think this is going to bring property values down, could be tax revenue down, and so I'm just hoping that you guys uphold your guidelines and.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just state your name, please.
My name's Ron Pullman. I thank you, gentlemen, for hearing us. I am also a property owner within Branson Canyon. I'm in partnership with my brother-in-law, my wife, and his wife. We own 3 properties in there. I'm a retiree, so is my wife. We heavily invested in Branson Canyon for our futures, and I firmly believe that we try to keep that community kind of upscale, we don't even put light posts in because we want it to be no light pollution. Because we pride the area on how it looks. I think if you've ever drove through there, you should probably admit to that, that it is a good-looking community. All the houses are kept up. The clubhouse is kept up. And then, like they said, the pool and the splash pad and the clubhouse are all in view directly. They can see that property right across the street. And that's one of the things when we advertise these properties, we advertise how, you know, the community, how well it's kept up, and we post a lot of pictures of the community. And we're proud of it, and we want to keep that pride there. So I just ask you guys to really take a good look at this, and I'm opposed to it. And, yes, if it was a three-acre plot, I would be opposed to it, too. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Mr. R. Holman. I don't have any other questions.
Thank you.
Would anybody else like to speak?
Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm curious if the applicant has any words that he wants to share with us and address.
Yeah, I do, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, so a couple of things I want to point out is I'm heavily invested also in this area. I have one of the largest houses that I've worked really hard to get to right here on the lake, and I do also have to drive by this every day. So it's been really important to me because I totally respect the things that they're saying. The fact that we want it to look nice, that's going to be important to me too. You know, that's why when I look at this, I could understand if I had requested a variance saying, hey, I would like 1 acre and let me squeeze in all 18 in there because that's what it says in the guidelines. But I really didn't want it to be heavy populated. I didn't want it to be something. Matter of fact, what kind of all started this is there's already been campers there. This is not something that's just an empty lot that hasn't had campers that have already been there. So through these years that people are still generating their high revenue, they're still at the pool looking at campers. So whether you guys deny me tonight or not, there's still campers there. There's campers there right now. There'll be campers there tomorrow. And there'll continue to be campers. But what I would like to do, because right now it's been at a very undeveloped stage, what I would really love to do is have this opportunity to come in and develop it, put in a nice barrier, and the last thing I want to do is hurt Branson Canyon. So it would be very important to me to, once we get past this whole sewer deal, is to go in and develop it and make it look nice, make it look clean, have some landscaping and all those things so it isn't as unappealing. It was also very important to me to look at the layout of how I could hide these campers back in here away from the road, because currently they're close to the road. So that was really important to me. Again, because of my investment, not because as much as Branson Canyon, but it was for me too, because I live here. And I'm also heavily invested into that. So that was important to me. I would also recommend you guys that if you do decide to approve this, put a restriction on it. Because if it does become an RV park, and one day that if something happened and it had to be sold or transferred, have that restriction that it can't be changed to something more. Have a restriction where it can't be more than the 7. And that way it's in writing from here on out. That way nobody can have bright ideas. If you asked me the question about 3 acres, I would love it if Johnny Morse would sell me a couple acres and I would fit that requirement, but he won't. I mean, that's the bottom line. I was reminded when she asked the question about the ownership over here. Branson Canyon has an approval. I can't remember, maybe Scott can remember, how many developments are they approved for to build? 300?
It's a bunch, I'd have to pull it up, but something like that.
286. So when they bought this land over here, I'm just so you guys know, 10 years from now, there's probably going to be 286 homes here, whether I've got a couple campers here or not. So that's a growth that's happening. And so, again, it's going to be important to me to make sure that I have that looking good and operating that way. So
But important to also have that restriction so that way that can't be changed through time. The other thing, too, is there's not –